Africa that literally moves the Earth out of its orbit. Now, a nuclear attack probably wouldn't do that by itself, so the timing has to be right for other things to have to be occurring at that point in time.
Well, that would be the idea of those attacks and those vibrations that are being put into the Earth that are going to cause this, make it easier to start this shift. In fact, the shift has already started. The North Pole, or true north, has moved, I don't know how many hundreds of feet since the 30s.
Well, when I was a pilot, I flew out of Minneapolis-St. Paul for a number of years. They had 29 left and 29 right, which is now 30 left and 30 right.
You got it. And as a matter of fact, they made a similar change about a year ago in Portland, and everybody sat around scratching their heads about how it could be. Well, that's how far it moved.
Yes. No, this is real.
No, this is real. Yes, you bet it is.
Well, another thing that happens with this is, as for instance, we go to the south, we move closer to the equator. You have the equatorial bulge.
Yes.
Like riding on the rides at the fairgrounds, you know, and if you're on the outside, you really get flung around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as we move south, the crust doesn't tend to bow out as much as the water does. And that's why all the maps that show the United States being inundated with water, because we're going further south and this water is being drawn up higher than it normally is. And of course, the parts that are at the equator that move further south toward the South Pole, those will actually rise up out of the ground more.
Well,
and
there
that's,
is a...
that's the also where you get the sinking of Atlantis and the rising of Atlantis kind of thing.
There is a very interesting statement made in the Book of Revelation, paraphrasing it, that four angels control the winds of the four corners of the earth. And from satellite technology, they have proven that there literally are four corners to the earth. And because of the prevailing winds, the seas pile up in certain places, and they're slightly lower in other places.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these angels stop the wind from blowing. Now, just imagine what would happen without even a polar shift as the water seeks to equalize itself. Think of the tsunamis that would create.
And think of it as if we do have the shifting crust, you talk about those very high winds again, how much that's even going to aggravate it from being normal.
The human
normal
mind
is.
Could not comprehend the destruction. No way. I just don't think you could fathom it.
Well, Michael Gordon Scallion talks about what, the level 12 earthquake kind of things?
Yes.
I mean, oh, yes.
You know... The destruction from a nuclear attack, which I think biblically will happen, I think that's one of the four winds, and I think their shifting crust is the last one.
Yeah, people say, of course, a level 12 Richter could never occur, but they also said an F-6 couldn't happen either.
Yes. There's going to be a realignment of thinking among the scientific community.
Well, you know how slow the scientists are to change their theories once they're locked into something.
Well, yes, you can't blame them personally. They're raised in it.
Right.
And it's a tradition. It's a traditional system. You do have your renegades, and thank God for the renegades, because they're the pioneers who probably have more truth about what's going on. You do have the scientists that believe in cataclysm, you know.
Well, there's been, I can't pinpoint it, but there's been some studies that I had read about that talked about, you know, the rapid evolution thing, that a lot of that takes place when these cataclysmic things happen.
That's
all
correct.
Of a sudden, there is sort of big leaps in.
Mm-hmm.
No, it makes all sense in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they really have to adapt to a new environment.
That's right.
But that's better, probably better termed as adaptation, when the species are built to adapt.
Well, I personally believe that evolution is true. I believe creation is true also. I don't think they're contradictory. They just didn't happen in 6 days. Those 6 days were however millions, billions of years.
Days as we understand them.
Exactly. Exactly.
I agree with you, caller. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. I've always thought the two could go hand in hand. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Stuart Best and not a lot of time.
Well, Seth, the term is earth science. One caller mentioned Mr. That Seth he had on. Let's look at the oceans as a lens that might be heating the earth. And this is kind of an interesting concept. I'd like to be finding somebody that might. This is my own personal theory that, the ocean could work as a lens to heat the core of the earth. Now, somebody might say, well, the oceans are cold inside there. But a lens stays cold, but yet it can light a cigarette if you light it. Now, I'm a little into astrogeology and volcanology and all that, and why there is a ring of fire. And this subject becomes rather interesting. To Michio Kaku, I'd like to get some earth scientists interested in this theory of mine. What do you think about that, Art? And I'd like to know what your guest thinks about it, too, because I think it could be, kind of profound. Though there might be mountains in there, you might have scratches of land, but you still light a cigarette. The focal end is still in the center of the earth. And as the sun reacts on this, of course, the earth is going to heat.
Well, you're talking about the theory of global warming, sir, is what you're talking about. The lens effect produced by additional things in our atmosphere. That's what you're talking about. I don't think it's just your theory. It's a lot of people's theory. Listen, we are running out of time, Stuart. I want you to be able to... We have a link to your website on our website now. I should have had that up much earlier. I should have asked you. Everybody has a website. I just forgot to ask. the phone number where... And what you think, people who have not been exposed to Stuart Best before and who want to be, what should they get first?
Well... Boy, that's a hard question. It depends on their area of interest. We have so many different things. We have political videos. We have Enigma videos like the UFOs, the Atlantis Chronicles.
Most of my audience is going to be more interested in that, I assure you, than they will be the political stuff.
Yeah, that probably our UFO video and the Atlantis Chronicles. We are coming out in June with another one. Be about June 10th, I figure to have it off. It's called Mega Earth Changes and the Coming Polar Shift.
Wow.
And that'll be, as far as we know, a two-hour documentary.
Excellent. Well, you really have been an excellent guest.
Well, thank you.
Excellent. And I'm glad we had you on the air, and good luck answering all your email.
Well, thank you.
All right, take care, my friend.
Yeah.
That's it. Now you can get a little sleep. That was Stuart Best, folks. Now, tonight, on the program, we're going to be talking about time travel. Dr. Bruce Goldberg is going to be here, and he once did a dreamland with me on the subject of time travel that was absolutely superb, elegant. And I expect that from him tomorrow night, so, it's one of my favorite topics of all time. That wasn't even an attempt at a pun, I guarantee you. Dr. Bruce Goldberg, tomorrow night on time travel. And then Thursday night, Friday morning, Kevin Ryerson is going to be here. Friday night, Saturday, a good friend of mine, Peter Weisbeck, is going to be subbing for me. So that's kind of a outline of the week that comes ahead. I'm Art Bell from the high desert. Night all.